Accidentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. It's always a great day because it's a state of mind, and you know me, I'm a pretty positive guy. I'm always happy, just a happy person. All right, now today's show is a Dental News Bites show, and later on we're going to hear about what disease markers are in saliva that can predict, what's in saliva that can predict diseases, whether wearing your dentures to bed will make you sick, and the effects of dental care on ICU patients. But before I get into that, let me just mention that we're doing a cool promotion at my office. If you go to facebook.com/Dr. Kvitko and like us, write a comment detailing your favorite thing about Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And for example, my favorite thing is that we're a one-stop shop. But anyway, and if you do that, you'll be entered to win a Crest Oral-B gift set. All right, so you might remember that a few weeks back we had Cameron McNamee. He was a representative of the Ohio State Board of Pharmacy. He was on the show talking about, well, we were talking about how the rules have changed as far as how we prescribe drugs like Vicodin and Lortab. And now that it's been changed, we can no longer call in a refill. We can't put a refill on the prescription. And so you have to have a handwritten prescription that you take to the pharmacy. Now, those changes all came about because there were several deaths of people who had gotten a hold of someone else's prescription medication, sometimes from a person's grandmother's medicine cabinet or something like that. And so the rules were changed. Well, the Washington Post recently reported that the FDA has approved a new drug called Hisingla ER. Hisingla ER, it's a hydrocodone bitartrate. It's a powerful painkiller, and it has deterrence features. Now, the FDA says that they are expected to reduce but not totally prevent abuse of hydrocodone, which is Vicodin. This new form of the drug will be hard to crush, break, or dissolve, and apparently these are common tactics for people trying to ingest large amounts quickly by snorting or injecting the drug. Janet Woodcock, director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, said of Hisingla ER, quote, prescription opioids with abuse deterrent properties will not completely fix the prescription opioid abuse problem, but they can be part of a comprehensive approach to combat the epidemic. It's pretty interesting because I didn't really, you know, I'm not a drug addict. I don't really even understand why people do this. I don't know how they do it. I don't know. I've just never had that urge, but apparently I'm in the minority and did not know it. But anyway, there are detractors, though. The Los Angeles Times reported that although the drug has many optimistic supporters, some worry about the strength of the painkiller. Dr. Andrew Kolodny, an addiction expert, said he feared that it was just a matter of time before addicts figure out how to abuse Hisingla. He continued, I think it's an extremely dangerous product. A pill so strong makes me very concerned that this product may be more dangerous than Zohydro. Zohydro is hydrocodone bitartrate, a twice-daily tablet, and that was approved by the FDA about a year ago, but it does not have abuse deterrent features. Both of these drugs were developed as long-term alternatives to acetaminophen, which is known to damage the liver. So the drugs that we prescribe for pain, more often than not, have been paired with acetaminophen, and lately that amount of acetaminophen has been pared way down, back down to, say, 325 milligrams rather than, say, 500. And so we're trying to control liver damage, but also make sure people get the pain control that they need, and also try to limit the amount of abuse that can go on by making some drugs, at least. Not, what are they calling it? Abuse deterrent? Yeah, so they're hard to crush, hard to break, hard to dissolve. Apparently it only works, or it works best if you just swallow it. All right, now there is this story about the Affordable Care Act and how enrollment, the figure was overstated by 380,000 people due to the inclusion of dental benefits plans. story in USA Today said that reports that the Department of Health and Human Services, they said on Thursday that it made a mistake in how it calculated enrollments under the Affordable Care Act, including 380,000 dental plans in its figures for medical plans. Counting these standalone dental plans led the administration to claim more than 7 million enrollments in 2014, which is the so-called magic number that would allow the new health insurance exchanges to be sustainable. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell apologized Thursday in a Facebook chat with MSNBC's Chris Hayes, and she said that the department was investigating how the discrepancy occurred. The New York Times notes that CMS Administrator Marilyn B. Tavener said in September that 7.3 million people were enrolled, and Health and Human Services Secretary Burwell wrote on Twitter, "The mistake we made is unacceptable." And New York Times reports that the overcounting of the number of people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act health plans reveals how all of the glitches in the government's computer system have not yet been worked out. Well, it would seem to me that one of the biggest glitches is that it doesn't include dental. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, does not include a requirement that people have dental insurance. It's pretty interesting that it was left out. I can't figure out why, and I'll tell you what, there's kind of a side note. There is some fallout that you don't even realize is happening, and that's this. You've probably seen commercials for plans that are in the exchange brought about by the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and they'll talk about the plan, and at the very end of the commercial, they'll say, "And it includes dental." Well, that's right. I guess they are offering some dental coverage. But here's the problem. A lot of these medical plans, as you probably know by looking yourself, have a very high deductible, $5,000, $10,000. And so by lumping in a dental plan, it may as well be like not having dentistry at all covered, not having a dental plan at all. Why? Because until you meet your $5,000 deductible, they don't pay for anything for your dental care. It's kind of a trick if you think about it. You think you have a dental plan because it says in that commercial, and it includes dental, but then once you have it, you realize that unless you've had some kind of an expensive medical occurrence, you don't have any dental. At least with the other plans, you get, you know, partially paid cleanings and exams and x-rays a couple times a year. So anyway, be careful. Just remember, there is no dental coverage provided by the Affordable Care Act, what we now know or what people refer to as Obamacare. And those policies that say, "and we include dental," they're not lying. They're just not telling you the entire bit of information, which is, yeah, you're going to have dental coverage, but only after you've spent $5,000 on your medical. All right, so buyer beware, I guess. And on top of that, you can be proactive by, you know what, I figured out once that if a person were to set aside about $35 a month, maybe $40, it would cover the cost of having two dental exams, two dental cleanings, and x-rays every third visit, so about every year and a half, some x-rays. It would all be covered, and you wouldn't even need insurance. So those of you that don't have insurance, or are surprised to hear what I just said about the plans that include it in their medical, you know what? Just start setting some money aside. And if you do happen to need a filling, get a cavity here and there, you should be able to afford it. It's really not that expensive. It really isn't. It's when you wait. It's neglect that costs a lot of money, not the dental care. All right, so I was watching the evening news, the NBC Evening News with Brian Williams, this past Friday, and towards the end of the broadcast, maybe you saw it, he came on and he said there was a recent study in the UK that said the difference between the poor and the wealthy amounts to a difference of 8 teeth, meaning when people reach 70 years of age, if you're poor, you have 8 teeth less than if you're wealthy. Kind of a funny way of looking at it, but honestly, it's actually very true. As you know, we do dentistry from the heart, which is a day of free dentistry at our office, and the majority of those folks that come are coming because they can't afford routine care, and I'm telling you, they're missing a bunch of teeth, and honestly, unfortunately, they're there to have more removed, and they do that because they think it's the cheaper way to go. Kind of sad, and it's one of the reasons we do dentistry from the heart, and I know a lot of dentists go to other countries like Honduras and Nicaragua and Guatemala and other places to do outreach type dentistry, and I maintain that you don't have to look very far in our own backyard to find people that are just as needy and just as worthy. So, you know, let's hope that we can close that gap. Let's hope that we can somehow get dental insurance companies to really provide care and maybe get Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, to include dental care, because we know that all these connections between oral health and overall body health, and these teeth are not being extracted because they're healthy. They're being extracted because they're abscessed, infected, broken down, rotting, all of that, and it's just not right. So the UK study, just to refresh your memory, says that by the age of 70, the difference between being wealthy and poor in the UK is 8 teeth. People that are poor are missing 8 more teeth than people that are wealthy.
All right, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
So remember that. Remember that the difference between a wealthy 70-year-old and a poor 70-year-old in UK is 8 teeth. People with that are wealthy have 8 more. All right, before we do the question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner receives free flowers from Weisnumber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, according to a study in the UK, the difference between a wealthy 70-year-old and a poor one is that the wealthy person will have more of their own teeth. How many more teeth will they have? Is it A, 6, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 12? All right, the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show.
Dental insurance and haven't used it? Did you know your dental insurance expires December 31st? For little or no out-of-pocket cost, come in now for cleaning and x-rays in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. Quit throwing away your hard-earned money and schedule an appointment with Dr. Kvitko and Associates today. Come into the offices of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for a new patient appointment and receive $25 off your account. For each new patient we see in November who mentions this offer, our office will donate $25 to the Cancer Options Collaborative annual Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com. All right, we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Sue, Terry, Phyllis, and Terry. So we have two Terrys. We'll call that Sue, Terry 1, Phyllis, and Terry 2. Okay, now we're going to roll some dice and figure out who the winner's going to be. Here we go. Looks like it is a 4. That would be Terry number 2. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. So the question is, how many more teeth will a wealthy 70-year-old in the UK have?
8
is correct. 8 more teeth. Kind of a funny way of looking at it, but it's very true. So, hey, Terry, what do you do for a living?
I am a CPA.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. I have one of those.
Not as good as me.
Oh, maybe. Well, I'll be getting your phone number so we can send the flowers. We'll have to talk. All right. So, hey, hang on the line. And the other folks, please call next week. So, Terry number 2, stay on the line. We'll get the information, okay?
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. All right, so I was reading my ADA news, my American Dental Association news, little paper they send us, and I was happy to see that there are now 3 dentists, or will be, 3 dentists in Congress, in the 114th Congress. There was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Brian Babin, who was newly elected to represent Texas's 36th Congressional District, and we already had a dentist in Congress, Representative Dr. Paul Gosar. Actually, I had him on the show probably a year and a half to 2 years ago. Really nice gentleman. And there is also another dentist who is a representative. It's Representative Dr. Mike Simpson, and he is a representative of Idaho's 2nd District. So, you know, I think it's really neat that we have, dentistry has at least a few voices in Congress. Of course, we all know that even with all those voices, not a lot gets done, but who knows, maybe that will change. We'll have to see. On the other hand, now that Congress is upset with President Obama, who knows? But anyway, when Representative Gozar, Dr. Paul Gozar, was on, we talked a lot about the McCarran-Ferguson Act, which was an act of Congress from 1945, and it gave dental insurance companies an exemption from antitrust laws. So, for example, if two competing businesses, in this case dentists, if we were to get together and talk about, you know, what do you charge for a crown? Well, what do you charge for a crown? And we were to decide that a crown ought to cost this. Well, that would be considered price fixing, and it would be considered a violation of antitrust laws. But in 1945, Congress gave dental insurance companies an exemption, allowing them to share all of their information with each other. And so one of the things he's working on is to try to get that repealed, to kind of level the playing field between dentists and dental insurance companies. I don't know how that's going, and maybe we'll have him on this show again in the near future. I'm thinking about reaching out to all three of these gentlemen. Okay, so I was reading in this publication called Newswise, and it was from this past October, and it says, one painful experience at the dentist in childhood can lead to a lifetime of dental anxiety and tooth decay. The memory of painful childhood experiences at the dentist tend to remain fresh well into adulthood. Drawing on comments made by Loyola University's Stritch School of Medicine, assistant professor of dentistry, the article goes on to offer advice to dentists about ways to create the best possible experience for their pediatric patients. For example, the article advises that dentists make appointments with children suffering from ADHD for early in the morning before the patient is tired or stressed. Explaining procedures and equipment thoroughly is also important for patients' comfort and peace of mind. And you know what? I can't tell you how much I see this every day. It just kind of irks me because it only takes one bad experience for a person to just stay away from the dentist for years. They're just afraid. And it's the only one that gets hurt by it is the patient. But you just want to go back in time and wring the neck of the dentist that did that. I mean, come on. It is probably one of the most powerful things that we do as dentists, is how we can affect the lifelong dental health, if you will, of a patient by just being kind and gentle and taking our time and making sure the child doesn't feel anything. And in my case, I use, we have the TVs on the ceiling, we have a TV next to the chair, we have calm words, holding their hand, a blanket, giving them a stuffed animal. But most importantly is we just need to make sure that the children don't feel anything that we do, nothing unpleasant at least. And if they do feel it, we need to stop. I stop, and I want all my colleagues to do the same thing. Just stop. They're not making it up. They're not telling you it hurts if it doesn't. And there are ways to get around these things with these kids. One is to use sedation. Laughing gas works a little bit. Not great, but it works a little. And then the next level would be oral sedation, tablets or liquid. I actually use a good tasting cough syrup that happens to have a narcotic in it. So it gives me both the pain control and it kind of makes them, a little sleepy. Mix that with some kind of a sedative and usually an anti-nausea drug. And boy, they're just great. They had a great visit. So I know I've set that child up for a lifetime of good dental health rather than a lifetime of avoiding dentistry. It's just kind of a pet peeve of mine, but I see that a lot. Didn't need this gentleman to write a story about it. I already knew, but for those people who didn't, now we know. All right, so here's a study about senior citizens who wear dentures during sleep. Would you think they are at increased risk for pneumonia by doing this, a less risk of pneumonia, or none of the above? All right, so this was from Newsday last October, last month, and it reports that a Nihon University School of Dentistry study of 254 elderly men and women found that seniors who wear their dentures when they sleep are at increased risk for pneumonia. The Japanese research found that those who wore their dentures at night were about twice as likely to develop pneumonia as those who removed their dentures when going to bed. The researchers found that the risk for pneumonia associated with wearing dentures during sleep is comparable with the increased risk for the disease associated with mental impairment, history of stroke, and respiratory disease. Thus, the study results suggest that senior citizens should be told not to wear their dentures while they sleep. All right, seniors, you seniors that are out there, and I know you know who you are, because some of you are my patients, and I tell you not to wear your denture when you sleep. I tell you it needs to be out for 8 hours a day. That could be during the day if you want, but of course most people are at work or somewhere where they're around others and they don't want to do that, so the most obvious time is to take them out when you are asleep. But vanity doesn't allow some folks to do that, and so they figure they're just fine by sleeping with their teeth in. And so besides what I've told you, which is it makes your gums shrink faster, your dentures get loose more quickly, you'll need relines more often and remakes more often. You didn't believe that, that didn't bother you, huh? But how about maybe this will bother you, which is the fact that you are twice as likely to develop pneumonia by wearing your dentures when you sleep. And guess what? And I know a lot of people already know this, but one of the things that really takes a senior citizen down can take them from healthy to, oh, you know, they're just failing health and sometimes don't even make it, is pneumonia. Because when water fills up your lungs, in fact, it does that sometimes because, oh, congestive heart failure, your heart, your lungs, your body just isn't working like it did when you were younger. And so it's not able to clear all of this fluid. And a lot of times it's the pneumonia that gets a person. So you don't want to make that any easier for nature to take you down by wearing your dentures, right? So leave them out. Twice as likely to develop pneumonia if you go to sleep wearing your dentures. All right, on its website, Fox News, back in October, reported that the University of California, Los Angeles researchers have discovered markers in saliva that could predict a host of diseases, including cancer and type 2 diabetes, which could help doctors identifying diseases earlier with a simple saliva test than with a more complicated blood sample. The study will be published in the January 2015 Journal of Clinical Chemistry and is the most comprehensive analysis ever conducted of RNA molecules in human saliva. The study's lead author, Dr. David Wong, a dentistry professor at UCLA, said if you don't look in saliva, you may miss important indicators of disease. There seems to be treasure in saliva, which will surprise people. Still, the researchers found the study's results surprising because enzymes in saliva typically break down the RNA necessary to analyze a patient's potential for disease. However, the researchers discovered that human saliva contains more than 400 circular RNAs, the first discovery of circular RNA in saliva or any bodily fluid, including 327 forms that were previously unknown, which may protect other RNAs in saliva. Isn't that cool? I mean, you could wind up actually, when you go to your dentist, have your dentist take a sample of saliva and send it off and maybe save having to take a blood sample to determine if you have diabetes or even cancer. That's pretty cool. We have to hope this pans out.
Hey, I want to mention a cool promotion we're doing all this month. If you listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko today and every Sunday in November, for a code word at the end of the month, email the completed phrase to dentallyspeakingcontest@gmail.com for a chance to win a take-home whitening kit from Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All right, today's word, the November 23rd code word is your, Y-O-U-R, your. All right, okay, time to go to a break. We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane with Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Have a family member or friend that's terrified of the dentist? Did you know that Dr. Kvitko and Associates specializes in comfort dentistry? Have them call now to schedule a virtually pain-free dental experience.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, if you're just joining us, today we're bringing you Dental News Bites. We're about to learn what illness can be prevented by providing dental care to patients in the intensive care unit.
Okay, this information comes to us from Medical Express. It was in October,
And they report that a study published in the November Journal of the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America shows vulnerable patients in the intensive care unit who received enhanced oral care from a dentist were 56% less likely to develop a lower respiratory tract infection, like ventilator-associated pneumonia, during their stay. The study followed 254 adult patients who were admitted to a general ICU for at least 48 hours and were randomized to receive enhanced dental care provided by a dentist or to receive standard care from the ICU nursing staff. Care from dentists included teeth brushing, tongue scraping, removal of calculus or tartar, atraumatic restorative treatment of caries, which is what we call decay, tooth extraction, and topical application of chlorhexidine, also known as Paradex, corresponding to each patient's needs 4 to 5 times a week. So the people that received this care 4 to 5 times a week while they were in ICU had a 56% less of a chance to develop lower respiratory tract infections, and one of those would be ventilator-associated pneumonia. We already talked about how important it is to not have pneumonia, and here's another way that it can be prevented. Pretty cool. If you're an athlete, you may want to pay more attention to your dental health. Pay closer attention to your dental health. According to the Baltimore Sun, while oral care should be a priority for everyone, athletes can have a special burden. Due to their increased likelihood of dental sports injuries, sugary sports drink use, dry mouth, and other oral health issues. The article goes on to suggest that athletes avoid high sugar sports drinks in favor of tap water or low sugar sports drinks such as Gatorade G2. Additionally, the article suggests rinsing with a fluoride rinse before extended periods of exercise. Finally, the article reports, as far as the frequency of dental visits by athletes is concerned, the American Dental Association says there is no one-size-fits-all dental treatment. Some people need to visit the dentist once or twice a year, and others may need more. Also, a Boston Lake, New York dentist highlights dental implants as a treatment for traumatic injuries such as those that occur during sporting events. For example, it is estimated that 13 to 39% of all dental injuries are sports-related, with 2 to 18% of those injuries affecting the person's face and jaw. Now, dental implants are obviously a good option for this, and I saw a report, I'm looking for it. It was reported by KPLC-TV in Lake Charles, Louisiana, that dental implants could be the solution to enhance patients' outward appearance and restore function for those with missing or diseased teeth. It mentions that dental implants cause minimal pain during the initial procedure, and they offer natural-looking teeth that are pretty comfortable. They are also a permanent fix, and according to Dr. Bicuspid, the single-tooth implant and bridge market will reach $4.7 billion by 2019. Wow. As the baby booming population ages, there is a rising demand for tooth restorative techniques and products. And I'll tell you what, I have been doing implants for a long, long time, and I absolutely love them. They are a perfect tooth-for-tooth replacement. There's no nerves. They can't get decayed. They can get gum disease, by the way. You still have to brush and floss. It's called peri-implantitis, by the way, if you get gum disease around an implant. But there's nothing like them. I have one patient who has about 5 implants now, and he has told me that if you tell me I need a root canal on another tooth, I'm going to tell you just to extract it and give me another implant. He likes them that much. An implant is more expensive than saving the tooth, and I do recommend people save their tooth if they can, but in the event that they can't, an implant is just, it's a perfect replacement. It's really cool. There is no nerve, so it's a little weird because you're chewing and you can't really, you don't get any sensory feedback. You don't realize, it's not like natural teeth where you can tell you have food in there or you can feel the tooth wiggle a little bit, but mixed in and around some natural teeth, you can hardly even tell the difference, and my patients just love them, so they're pretty predictable. They're actually more predictable as far as success rates than root canals these days, and in a lot of ways, unless you get the peri-implantitis, they actually get stronger with time, better with time. Something to consider.
All right, remember the contest we're doing. If you want to find out what the code words were for the first shows that you've missed, for the first 3 shows, you would listen to the podcast of show number 356, 357, 358, and 359, and then next week is show 360. You can do that at dentallyspeaking.com. Remember, today's code word is your, Y-O-U-R. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. And next week, we're going to have a Teeth Across America show with some interviews and some dental news bites mixed in. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Come into the offices of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for a new patient appointment and receive $25 off your account. For each new patient we see in November who mentions this offer, our office will donate $25 to the Cancer Options Collaborative annual Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.